book of Hebrews tonight. Hebrews chapter number 2. So glad to see everybody in church tonight. Glad to have Sister Betty's granddaughter. I don't know your name. Abigail, all right. Glad to have this little girl with Judy and Sister Clydell. And I know you too, baby, but I forgot your name. What's her name? Zoe? All right. You've been here before, haven't you? Yeah, I thought so. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Enjoyed all the singing tonight and testimonies. Amen. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Thank you, Lord, for the service tonight so far. Thank you for the presence of God that we have felt, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for so great salvation. Thank you, God, for saving our soul. Thank you, Lord, for saving our soul. Help us, Lord, tonight as we go to your word. God, you've already moved around here, but I know you'd like to help us. I believe you to move in a greater way in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to preach tonight on so great salvation. Can you say that? So great salvation. Is that the way you look at it? Hallelujah. That it is so great of a salvation. There's nothing better. You can search the world far and wide. You'll find nothing better than being saved. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can find anybody you want to find. There is nothing greater than being saved. Amen. There's nothing in this world that compares to salvation. Nothing. There is no way you could make a bargain if you sold out your soul. Because your soul is worth more than the whole world. The whole world. Hallelujah. So great salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah for this great salvation that He's given us. God has given it to us. How privileged we are. Amen. There's people in this world right now at a little bit before 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, July the 9th, 2017. Did I get that right? When I try stuff like that, I always get it wrong somehow. Right now, there's people. It's not that we're better than them. It's not that we deserve more than them. They breathe the same air we breathe. Amen. But they know nothing about salvation. I thank God for being raised in America. Thank God there's churches on every corner. Thank God for it. I know a lot of them don't teach the truth, but thank God for Christianity. That's what the Apostle Paul said. He said some people are preaching it so hard, they're trying to add stress to me. He said other people are preaching it so soft. He said, knowing that I'm defending the gospel. He said, but nevertheless I rejoice because Christ is preached. Hallelujah. But you know what? Amen. There's people that live right now that don't know about God, that don't know about His Son Jesus Christ, that doesn't know about the Savior, that doesn't know about the King of Kings. I may have told it here, but I told it up at Brother Paul's church that when I was preaching there on last Sunday, that James Persinger right down here in Houston, he told me, he said, Brother Sam, he said, I went to a convenience store and there was this lady, this foreign lady, amen, maybe like from India or Arab or somewhere, you know, over there, and said she was working behind the counter. And he said, I looked and I, right before I left, I said, and he's a great witness for the Lord. I pray God helps us to be a witness for the Lord. And he said to her, he said, do you know Jesus Christ? And she said, no, I don't. He said, have you ever heard of Jesus Christ? She said, no, I haven't. And he said, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's the creator of the world. He died on the cross for your sins and he arose again and he's alive and he wants to save you. And gave her just a quick spill there and she just listened. She had never heard it, he said, according to what he said. He gave her a little track and said he was going to go back and talk to her. He said, I walked out of that convenience store and catty corner across the road was a Pentecostal church. Right there. Amen. God help us to be a witness. Amen. So great salvation. Y'all have heard me tell my cantaloupe ice cream story. Amen. Where I was in Walmart and this man has got a cart full of Bluebell ice cream and it's like this pinkish color cartons. You know, Bluebell's just in half gallon, ain't it? Why don't they make Bluebell in 2.5 gallon ice cream? Amen. We would buy it, but they only sell it in 1/2 gallon. And this man has got all of this same colored ice cream in his cart. And I said, and I looked and it said, cantaloupe and cream, Bluebell, cantaloupe and cream. Has anybody ever bought cantaloupe and cream, Bluebell ice cream? Did you know they make it? They used to make it, I know, because this is a true story. It's right here in Kilroy Walmart. And I said, what do you got? He said, I've got cantaloupe and cream, Bluebell ice cream. I think he had had them order it for him. He said, it's the best ever. You've never had no ice cream like it. And it didn't even sound good to me. Does it sound good to you? I love cantaloupe, but you need some salt on it. You don't need nothing, you know. And so, and watermelon with salt on it makes it better, right? I don't even like salt, but I like salt on my tomatoes and salt on my watermelon and salt on my cantaloupes. But anyways, it did not even sound good to me. This man has got all of this. He bought them out. He said, I bought them out. There ain't no more. I said, I'm going to try some. He said, I bought them out. There's no more. He said, wait a minute. He was telling me all about this cantaloupe and cream ice cream, how good it was and all of this stuff. And he has however many there, I mean, you know, 5, 6, 7 carts, you know, 1/2 gallon of them. And he said, I'll give you one if you want one. I said, I want one. He convinced me to buy cantaloupe and cream Bluebell ice cream. Convinced me. He was so convincing of it. He loved it. I'm telling you, there's no doubt in my mind this man loved it. And I bought it and I wasted my money because I took one spoon and dipped it in that cantaloupe and cream Bluebell ice cream and took a bite and I threw it away. I think I talked to Sister Bethany. I don't even know if I got her to taste it. But I did. That's all I had. I didn't want it no more. It wasn't no good. I didn't like it. But that man was so convincing. How are we about our salvation? Amen. When we go to work, does those people really want what we got? Amen. Does our family really want what we got? This man was sold out on that cantaloupe and cream Bluebell ice cream, and he convinced me to buy it when the idea of it didn't even sound good to me.
Amen. And you know there's people out there, they don't want to go to church. But if we could figure out that this is a so great salvation, amen, and it could get in our heart in such a way, amen, that we could be convincing to them. They said, I've got to at least try it one time. That's the best church I've ever heard of in my life. Amen. I've never heard of anybody being so excited about going to church and serving God and living for God. I've got to at least try it one time.
Amen. I think about when I was a little boy. I'll say a little boy. I was a teenager. There was a man in the town where I lived, rough man. I forgot his name. I used to know his name. I knew him. They grew up. Wild people, kind of, you know, drink, carry on. And I was a young preacher, as a teenage boy. And I'm riding down the road, and this man is walking down the road. They didn't have a car. He's just, you know, he just drank it up. He was alcoholic and all of these things. He's walking down the road, and his two boys is carrying two big old deals of beer, and he's just a walking down through there, and they're carrying them, these little boys. One of them would have been probably about Evan's size, and the other one, you know, maybe like Tyler or something. They was just stair step little boys that he had, and a little bit bigger than you, CJ, but not much, but just to, you know, and they's carrying this beer, and I'm sitting there in the car looking at it, and I got upset about it. I thought, man, that sorry guy. You know, I was a young boy. I was a teenage boy. And I, you know, my dad's a preacher and serving God. And here I am saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and preaching. And I seen this man walking down, and these two boys is carrying his beer. And it upset me. And I went home, and that night, I can't remember, sometime in the next little bit, the Holy Ghost began to deal with me to go to that house and talk to those boys. And you know when God deals with you about something, God dealt with me. And I had such, I don't know if you want to say animosity toward this man. I mean, you know, I knew him and knew kind of the lifestyle he lived and things like that. I have to tell you, I didn't do it. The Lord dealt with me to go to that house and talk to them and talk to them about coming to church and living for God. I'm going to tell you. About a couple days later, we had a rain, and the city park right there has got like a creek that runs through it, and there's a big old culvert, and there's a big culvert, and then there's an old culvert, a little culvert inside there. Well, these boys, one of them boys decided that they was going to jump in that. It had flooded, you know, kind of just a little flash flood. They was going to jump in and hold their breath and go through those culverts. And one of them made it, but the other one, the littlest boy, jumped in, and then, of course, when he got in the big culvert, he hung up on the little culvert, and he died. And that was a very tragic thing. But nobody knew in that town, besides me, that about 3 days before then, the Lord, the Holy Ghost, had told me to go to that house, knock on that door, and talk to that family about coming to church. You know what? If I would have obeyed God, there might be a little boy that would have made it to heaven. Amen. And God knows I'm not his judge. But I know a few things, and that's that God dealt with me to go to that house and talk to him, and I didn't. And that boy was in eternity just a few days later.
Ain't that a shame? When God deals with us, we ought to respond immediately. Amen. Don't wait. Respond immediately. God knew that boy was fixing to die. Amen. The devil's plan was probably those boys would drink with their dad. Some of y'all was raised in sin. You know, 7, 8, 10-year-old boys will get a little bit of a liquor every once in a while. Amen. Carry on and things. Amen. God wanted to deal with that boy and save him. So great salvation. God help us to realize we have the best thing that the world could ever imagine. Children, you got saved at youth camp. You got the best thing. You got something far better than $1 million.
Amen.
And it'll last you a lot longer too. Amen. You get filled with the Holy Ghost, it's better than the finest house. Amen. The best car. Amen. There's nothing compares to so great salvation. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's real. I know it's real. The Holy Ghost is real. The world can doubt it. People can mock it. They can say what they want to. I'm telling you, it's real. Hallelujah. Amen. And it lasts. And there's proof in it. Glory to God. Amen. We've got to realize what we've got. Do you realize what you've got? The devil says, oh, look at you taking your children down there to the holiness church. Look how much better they could do in life if they could just fit in. I'm going to tell you something, brother and sister. There's nothing better than fitting in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. This world is not my home. I'm only passing by. Amen. I've got a house over there. Amen. On that street. Praise God. There's rooms in there. There's a kitchen in there. There's a garage. Hallelujah. I like to park in the garage. I love to park in the garage. I borrowed Brother Mike's car one time, and Sister Bethany was gone for something, so her car wasn't there. I pulled that car up in the garage. His car got the biggest smile on it. I mean, just started smiling. I said, what is it? He said, I'm in a garage. I love to be in a garage. Not really. I told Michael one time, I let him borrow my truck, and he brought it back, and that truck was crying. He said, what you talking about? I said, come here. I said, look right here. And it was just up there at the headlights, just it was just wet. He said, it's raining. I said, oh, I thought it was crying. I've got a house. There's a kitchen. My wife cooks and sets the table. But that's not my real home. I'm only passing by. Amen. I've got a ticket. I don't know when the date it's going to leave. But this world is not my home. I'm just traveling through. Amen. I know I don't fit in this world. I know I'm just a stranger in this world. But this world is not my home. I've got citizenship over in heaven. Hallelujah. So great salvation. Hallelujah. There is nothing better in this world than to be saved. I'm telling you, people got things. They've got houses and cars. Hallelujah. They've got, I mean, nice stuff. And I like nice stuff. I do. I think that's from God. God gave it to us to better ourselves. It's in us. You just got to keep it under control and not let it go get out of control. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. People's got things and houses and cars and different things, but it's nothing compared to my heavenly home. Nothing. There's no way it can compare. They wrote a song and said, wait till you see, wait till you see my brand new home. Amen. With beauty rare. Nothing can compare. Just wait till you see. Wait till you see my brand new home. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, they got fine homes in this world. They've got mansions. I was reading the other day for a house to be qualified to be a mansion, if what I was reading is right. And listen. If Google says it, my wife believes it. So, and I'm about to get that way. But to be a mansion, it has to be worth $10 million, or it's not a mansion. We was driving by this big old house, and Brianna and Evan said, look, there's a mansion. I looked over. I said, y'all, that ain't no mansion, because it ain't worth $10 million. I can almost guarantee you. But we've got a mansion. I've got a mansion on the hilltop over in heaven's fair land. So great salvation. How'd you get that mansion? When I was a little boy, hallelujah, I went to the altar and I asked the Lord into my heart. I really didn't even know completely what I was doing. I didn't even understand it completely. You say, oh, we need to teach them. We need teaching. Yes, we do. I'm telling you, we need teaching. I'm telling you, the ones that need teaching are the ones that saved. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the one that has to teach the lost. Hallelujah. It takes the Holy Ghost to get saved. It takes the Spirit of God. There's people who know the Bible from front to back and ain't even saved. Amen. They're smart people, way smarter than me, can preach better than me. Just because you're a preacher don't mean you're saved, Sister Bobby. Amen. But I'm talking about the Holy Ghost got a hold of me that night when I was a 9-year-old boy and I got saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Why do you talk about it so much? It is the greatest thing that ever happened in my life, Brother Curtis, when I got saved. My burdens rolled away. Hallelujah. When he filled me with the Holy Ghost, my life was forever changed. I've never been the same. You know what, children? When I went to youth camp, I wasn't no popular kid. Nobody ever noticed me. When I went to youth camp, I didn't go to youth camp with Sister Bethany. I wonder what if she would even knew I was there. I was just this little bitty bigger. My ears was always bigger than my head. My nickname was Elephant Ears. That was my nickname. And you know what everybody loved to do? They loved to thump my ears. I guess because there was no chance of them missing. Now, I wasn't popular. I didn't get the awards. I don't think I ever won the awards. I don't think I ever did. Of course, we had a big old youth camp. Bunch of kids. Hundreds of kids. Three times as big as that one. Almost, probably. You know? And I don't think they gave out as many awards as up there. I wasn't popular. I never knew how to play and stuff. Never was good at basketball or football and those things. Devil said, you'll never amount to nothing. You'll never amount to anything. You'll never be anything. But I'm going to tell you something. God saved me when I was a little boy. And I don't care what the devil says. When you get saved, amen, hell trembles. Because he knows there's potential of a great person right there, whether it's a boy or a girl. And you'll never amount to anything. You'll never do. I couldn't preach. I told y'all the first time I preached about 3 minutes long. So I can hear somebody say, man, I wish we could get that one again. 3 minutes. And I stuttered. I was so quiet, wouldn't look up just like this, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Devil said, you'll never preach. You know, it took me a long time. And then before I could get a sermon together and stuff, and sometimes y'all are wondering if I got it still, right? I couldn't get it. I wasn't a popular kid. Nobody ever, you know, I was just a nobody. I mean, right in the smack dab in the middle of 11 kids. How can you be something special, you know? But praise God, I'm telling you, I got saved. I said, I got saved. Amen. My brothers right now can beat me in basketball. Now football, if they put me on the front line, I'm going to run over them and smash them. But, amen, you know, you're talking about funny. We get together and we race and stuff like that, and they laugh at me for running back and forth and stuff like that, you know, and it's just, they just, you know, all that stuff because I've gained weight. Ain't that something? And I got saved and I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And God touched my life when I was a little boy. Brother Wayne, God touched me when I was a little boy. And I'm telling you, I've set my foot on continents all across this country. Amen. I, by the grace of God, have preached. Amen. Looked out there and thousands of people was there. I don't deserve it. Amen. But it's the goodness of God. And I want to tell you something. Amen. You may not be nothing right now, but let God get a hold of your heart and life. Amen. There's no telling what God will do with you. There is no telling. I'm telling you, they wrote a song, said, I was voted most likely not to prosper. Was left hanging over my head. You'll never amount to nothing is what most people said. I've been known to be unsettled, never stayed around too long. Hallelujah. What does the song say? You're the treasure I've been searching for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. Just hold on to salvation. Hallelujah. I said, just hold on to this so great salvation. Praise God. When you get in the presence of God, young people, let the Holy Ghost stir it up again. I'm saved. I'm saved. I've heard people stand up and testify. Amen. They caught off guard and said, man, I don't know what to say, but I want to say I'm glad I'm saved. I've heard people get up and say, I know I told this story before, but I want to tell it again. You know why? Because it's brand new. Amen. You might have told it a thousand times, but it's brand new every day. Amen. It's so great salvation. Hallelujah. Hold on to it. Get saved at youth camp. Get saved around here. Get saved. Young people, hold on to it. It'll turn your hair gray. Your hair will be gray and you'll still be holding on to it. I'm telling you, thank God. I said, thank God I'm saved. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm saved by the grace of God and the goodness of God and the mercy of God. There's nothing in this world that compares. It is so great salvation. Hallelujah. Stand together with me tonight. Can you just lift your hand and say, thank God I'm saved? Just raise your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. I may not have thousands of dollars in the bank, but thank God I'm saved. I may not be the most popular kid, but I'm saved. I may not have everything the world can offer, but I'm saved. The world may not think you'll ever succeed, but if you're saved, you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to let you go tonight. We've already prayed. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you go. Thank you, Jesus. Is anybody glad I'm saved? Turn around and shake somebody's hand and say, I'm glad I'm saved. Come on, look them in the eye and say, I'm glad I'm saved. Woo! So great salvation. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. Hallelujah.